Good morning. It's 7:02. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Anya Minogue from her fine album, came out last year, called In the Name of Stillness, and that's In the Name of Solitude. Yeah, kind of a gray start to the day. The sun is supposed to have risen at around 6:39 this morning, but it's obscured by clouds. But we'll definitely hope that you enjoy the next hour of music here at WMFO in Medford. And we'll be hearing something more from Anya's latest record further along in the show. But in the meantime, here's a little jazz to wake you up.
We'll be right back. spin and weave. Farmers bringing in the sheaves. Autumn comes and autumn leaves. It's fall, that's all. Summertime has come and gone. Winter soon will be coming on. We got 3 months to sing this song. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. And I really must confess, oh, the summer and the winter and springtime too. It's autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall,
it's fall, it's all.
That's all. Summer, back to school. Days are getting short and cool. You better drain the water from the pool. It's fall, that's all. What's that smell that's in the air? Leaves are rustling everywhere. It's time for woolen underwear. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. And I really must confess, of summer and the winter and the springtime too. It's autumn, my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice. It's not too hard. It's fall.
It's fall. It's all.
That's all.
It's fall. It's all.
Labor Day and Halloween. Gardens lying picked and clean. There's sunsets like you've never seen. It's fall. That's all. Yellow, orange, red. At grandma's house we will all be fed on pumpkin pie and gingerbread. It's fall, that's all. It's fall, that's all. I really must confess, oh, the summer and the winter and the springtime too. It's autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall,
it's fall, that's all.
That's all.
Place, park, scene, dark, silvery moon is shining through the trees. Cast to me, you, the sound of kisses floating on the breeze. Act one, begun, dialogue, where would you like to spoon my cue? With you underneath the silvery moon, by the light of the silvery moon, I wanna spoon to my honey our croon loves to honeymoon. Keep us shining in June. With a solemn looking face, choir sings, bell rings, preacher, you are mine forevermore. Act two, all through, every night the same encore, by the light. No.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Thank you. Green and black, yellow, red, rub your belly, bat your head, corners, edges, middle part, close one eye before you start, nine times backwards, sideways, round, opens doors you've never found, key flies in without a sound, key flies in without a sound, leopard, whiskers, colored coat, let the lie escape your throat, circus dances, open roads, seal the spell, there must be blood, fly through kisses, don't be rude, to latitude or longitude, solve the puzzle, turn the key, bleed a bit and then fly free. Your courage, pumpkin dear, one shoe off, the way is clear.
Good morning, it's 7:21. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio, and we have just passed the autumn equinox. So, yes, into the dark, goodbye, goodbye. That was Suge Tucker with September's Rhyme from her album Mischief. Before that, we heard the first movement of Vivaldi's Le Autumno Concerto No. 3 in F from the Boston Baroque and Martin Perlman. Jesse Gelber and Kate Manning gave us By the Light of the Silvery Moon from Moonlight Picnic. And John McCutcheon gave us It's Fall from Four Seasons, Autumn Songs. And the Sons of Kemet gave us My Queen is Harriet Tubman from Your Queen is a Reptile. And we'll hear a little bit more from them after our calendrical information, which is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. While I'm about it, just to let you know, in a bit of local news, a Vermont airport is displaying 7-foot-tall maple syrup jugs to remind travelers they can buy the state staple online instead of losing it at security when their liquids get confiscated. Burlington International Airport celebrated the installation of the syrup jugs Thursday. The jugs will be accompanied by 7-foot-long blocks of cheddar cheese. Dakin Farms and Cabot Creamery sponsored the replicas. The companies are promoting a website where people can have Vermont food shipped to their homes in the hopes fewer travelers will have their maple syrup taken by airport security for being larger than the maximum allotted 3.4 ounces. Just so you know, the replicas are not edible, and an airport spokeswoman estimates if the 150-gallon jugs were filled, the maple syrup inside would be worth $10,500. However, we hasten to tell you that there is no edibleness in the display. September the 24th, Sun enters the house of Libra. The man born under Libra shall be right mightily praised and honored in the service of captains. He shall go in unknown places. He shall keep well his own if he make not revelation in drink. He will not keep his promise. He will be married, but go from his wife. He shall be enriched by women, but experience evil fortune, though many shall ask counsel of him. He shall live 70 years after nature. The woman shall be amiable and of great courage, and shall go in places unknown. She shall be debonair and merry, rejoiced by her husband. If she be not wedded at 13, she shall not be chaste. After 30 years old, she shall prosper the better and have great praise. She shall live 60 years after nature. And this invaluable information is brought to you by the Calendar of Shepherds from 1604. September the 25th, blackberries now ripe in hedges. Pick them soon before the devil fouls them. In Scotland, the devil poisons the brambles on Old Holyrood Day, September the 26th. But in most of England, he does not spit on them until Michaelmas. And some say he keeps to the old calendar so that blackberries are safe to eat until Old Michaelmas, which is on October the 10th. September the 26th, Holyrood Day, Old Style, known as Mid-Autumn Day in Highland Scotland, and traditionally the beginning of the mating season for deer. If you were listening to last week's show, you heard the Abbot's Bromley Horn Dance, which is traditionally performed at this time of year. In the Hebrides, women and girls ceremonially gathered St. Michael's wild carrots at this time. The roots had to be taken in a particular way by digging a triangular hole, signifying St. Michael's shield, with a three-pronged mattock, which was representing St. Michael's trident. Tied into bunches with a triple red thread, the carrots were presented to male visitors on Michaelmas Day. Forked roots were especially lucky. And the Carmina Gadelica preserves the chant, cleft fruitful, 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 joy of carrots surpassing upon me, Michael the brave endowing me, breed the fair be aiding me. September the 27th, the feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian, lay in supplies for the Michaelmas dinner. Michaelmas daisies are now in bloom, the purple garden flower was introduced from New England in the 1640s, but the native blue-purple sea aster and the white feverfew are also called Michaelmas daisies in some counties. September the 28th is the eve of Michaelmas, preparations being made everywhere for tomorrow's celebration. And September the 29th was Michaelmas, the feast of St. Michael the Archangel and the greatest of autumn festivals. Captain of the host of heaven, Michael fought against Satan and his evil angels and cast them out of paradise, as told in Revelations 12, verses 7 through 9. He is thus the patron of knights and warriors, and of the high places like St. Michael's Mount in Cornwall, whose churches are often dedicated to him. He is also the guardian of the souls of the dead, whose good and bad deeds he weighs in his scales. So you can see he's a psychopomp too. September the 30th, Michaelmas hiring fairs now being held. Finish off Michaelmas goose. Examine the breastbone of the goose by holding it up to the light. If it is dark, a hard winter is coming. Of mottled, a variable one, and if almost transparent, a mild winter. The color of the front part of the bone foreshows the early winter. Its back half, the winter after Christmas. And then we come to the month of October. And this is a perfect time to say that I will be doing the show every other week. And sadly, nobody else wants to come in on Mondays from 6 to 8. So you will have Rick Deckard. So October, fruit time and fall of leaf, the 8th month of the Roman calendar. In Gaelic, it's recognized as Andamar, the month of deer rutting. In Anglo-Saxon, it's Winter Filleth, the month of the winter moon. And in Welsh, it's Hydref, the month of autumn. October hath always 1 in 20 fine days. If the October moon comes without frost, except no frost until the full moon of November. October the 2nd is the proper time of the year to make sympathetic or magnetic potions to cure wounds. These were applied to the weapon which caused the wound instead of to the wound itself. October the 3rd, gather apples to sweat for cider making. October the 4th, St. Francis's Day, swallows preparing to migrate. October the 5th, seek out open apples and observe their condition. And October the 6th, St. Face Day, the season of corn sowing. This is any grain if you wanted to try and get three crops of grain. In these latitudes, of course, this is the time when you plow everything under and prepare for winter. Well, yes, about my queen is Harriet Tubman. The sons of Kemet, your queen is a reptile, is addressed to the Queen of England, and it says, your queen considers herself far better by right of blood, by way of lineage, by grace of conquest, by the reason of tyranny, by the confidence of tradition. Your queen asserts this message through her crown, her church, her parliament, her loyal subjects, her wealth, her relationship with the media, the British Empire, who celebrate her lifestyle, her fashion, her cuisine, and her culture. Your queen is financed by our taxes, which in turn validate the injustice of class and race discrimination of Great Britain, that some are born superior and deserve more because of where they're from, or who they worship, or who their parents are. Your queen is not our queen. She does not see us as human. So, we're going to hear something else, and this is My Queen is Angela Davis. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. old, with black crows at my shoulder, I'll fly in with the cold. Come courting at my doorstep with a seed pod bouquet. Blustery and bold, I will sweep you away.
Thank you.
That is Anya Minot's latest album, Eve, and the title of that track is Before the World Was Made. Before that, we have Pamela Wynn Shannon from her album, Courting Autumn. And that is indeed what we heard. I keep waiting for Pamela to release another album. I know that she moved to England and has been playing out around there. But sadly, this effort was released when she was still living in Western Mass and seems to be about the only thing. And prior to that was The Sons of Kemet with Your Queen is a Reptile. And we heard My Queen is Angela Davis. And they want you to know that we, the immigrants, we, the children of immigrants, we, the diaspora, we, the descendants of the colonized, we claim our right to question your obsolete systems, your racist symbols, your monuments to genocide. We who built your palaces, we who paid blood into your banks, we who died in mines so your crown jewels may have the biggest diamonds, we claim our place at the table, and we say your history is not pure, your empire is not whole, your conscience is not clean, your money was printed in blood, your high horse is three-legged, and your royalty wears no clothes. Your queen is not our queen, she does not see us as human. Well, next up, Sharon Knight's festival, Hexenfest, is going on, and we just wanted to play something from Sharon and Winter's latest album, Portals, in honor of same.
Thank you.
It's 7:58, just about time for us to wrap this up. That was Sharon Knight and Winter from their album Portals with No Long Night. And we are going out of here because we can with a little piece from John Fahey's The Portland Cement Factory at Monolith, California. Yeah. Please stay tuned for more fine music from Rick Deckard.